Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so excited to do this episode, but I'm also so scared. I don't know. I just feel like I'm giving too much of my life away. Like, why am I? This is going to be on the internet forever. But anyways, welcome to the second episode of African Diaries. I feel like I thought this one specifically just to talk about actual, wait, I just, oh my God, this actual like African thing that have happened. Right, like things that happen when you're in Africa, but at the same time, I think just growing up here is like a wonder to a lot of people, like they don't know what goes on here. But, anyways, my first instinct or the first thing that I wanted to do like only a Matatu episode, like just talk about Matatus, and then I realized I don't think I have enough like content for that. Yeah, also, my Pinterest thinks I'm a witch, I'm very confused about why Pinterest thinks I'm a witch, maybe. But I'm into it, I can't lie. I'm kind of, maybe God did look out and said, look down and say, you should give her powers. She does deserve it. Yeah, so welcome back. It's been like a week. This is the most consistent I've been with the podcast. My blog. But anyways, I think I'm three quarter done editing the YouTube video I want to put out. It's not perfect, and I hate that, but at the same time, I just don't have the capacity. We don't have the capacity. Please. Nigerian politics is funny. Yeah. Anyways, also like tell me what you guys do while listening to podcasts. I do work that, at home, because my parents don't love me apparently. African parents never want to rest. Like resting is a sin. So that's like how I've gotten through most of podcasts, because I feel like I'm talking to someone even though I'm very much quiet. Because if I talked, my parents would think I'm insane. Yeah, but 2 weeks left for school. I have no idea where I'm going because they've already put out our grades. I don't think I've had the best year. I've had the best semester for sure. But then my last semester was disgusting. My God. I'm not failing or anything. I just like it could be better. But at the same time, I put zero effort. So, yeah. So let's get on. Let's get on with embarrassing moments of my life. I'm looking at this paper, like I've written down all these things. And I'm just like, am I okay? Is this really fine? Like, those are just like my disappointments on a piece of paper. And I just cannot. Oh my gosh. And some of them are like from way back, like things I've never forgotten just because they were so bad. Like, I wish I could block them out of memory. Like, I just wish I had like a memory block. And some of them are just, I'm not going to say because they're just absolutely bad. Like, if I start thinking about it, I cry. They used to haunt me before I sleep. The best thing about having embarrassing moments is that after a while, they go away. Like, you don't have to keep thinking about it. Like, after like a month, you're fine, you know? Yeah, I hope so. My heart is beating. Another thing about embarrassing moments, I feel okay having embarrassing moments in front of people that I know I'll never meet again. Like, that's okay for me. That's absolutely fine. Like, it's fine, it's fine. But if I have like moments and I know I'm going to meet these people again, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, no, please, no, I'll cry, I'll literally start crying. I mean, I did. That I feel like that the moment I'm thinking about, I'll never say it because it's just so bad, and I hate it. And I hope you guys cannot hear the chickens just in the background, just really adding to the African feel. Yeah. Or maybe you like it. I don't know. So the first incident. I'm gonna set the scene. Let me set the scene. It's 5:30 a.m. We are at a stage. It is dark. We're waiting for Matatu. Like, just imagine that. You're waiting for Matatu. Waiting for a cab. And Matatu pulls up. I am like, oh yeah. Like, how much is it to go? Whatever. And then, he opens the front one, the one next to the driver. He opens it, and then you see me struggling to climb up, and then just falling, falling, falling from, like, because it was bent sideways. So I'm just trying to scramble. First of all, my bag is on my shoulder as well. So, and there's a dude in there, like, he's just looking at me. I'm trying to hold on to the matatu and I'm dying. I just start laughing. I literally just start laughing. I couldn't do anything. No one was laughing with me, first of all. That's, like, the most awkward part. Like, no one was laughing with me. I was struggling to get into it. Because, you know, at the driver's seat, there's nothing, like, it's just you and the gravity. And, like, some incredible core strength. And I did not have that. And just imagine you're in that position. You're getting into a matatu and you fall directly out. Like, within 3 seconds, you have absolutely embarrassed yourself. My dad is looking at me like, I do not know her. Everyone's quiet. Like, it's the worst moment ever. And I'm so stressed. But I just laughed it off. I laughed it off. I got in. And this dude, like, the dude who was sitting next to me was so nice. He was just like, yeah, I get it, bruv. Like, it's fine. It's whatever. And the thing is, this matatu dude, the driver, just kept driving insane and stopping at the worst parts ever. I don't understand why the driver's door, like, the passenger side, they kept opening it. I was always on the verge of death. Like, I literally was always on the verge of death. And, like, my tattoos probably some of the most embarrassing. I think that has to be. Because I've had, like, really great, like, my tattoos experiences. Like, when the conductor forgot to ask me for money. But he was also drunk. He was very much, like, out of it. He was not giving people their change. Once some dude slept on my shoulder, you can't even move. Yesterday, like a few days ago, this child was just acting as if we know each other. Like, he was just sitting on my lap. He's out there watching my YouTube video as if he helped me download it, as if he pays for the Wi-Fi. Like, he was just looking. But anyways, yeah, that's, like, basically what I wanted to say. What's another, like, embarrassing matatu story? Not really. After a while, just, like, taking my tattoos, because I've been taking them for, like, 4 years now, it just doesn't matter. You just chill. Like, it just becomes a daily occurrence in your life. They suck, but they're awesome. Especially because I live in Ongatarongai. And Ongatarongai is, like, the matatu thing. Like, the matatu. Like, that's our thing, you know? Matri is, like, that's what we do. Yeah, so that's that. That's just the matatu story. I've said this once before. I told this to my friend and he just started laughing at me. And I laughed as well. I don't think it's that embarrassing. Just because, as I said, I was never going to meet those people ever again in my life. Like, they were just going to see me and that was that. Second incident. This, I think, was the first ever, like, cry-worthy story. Oh my gosh. But I was young, so I don't feel bad. But I was like, I don't look young. That's the problem with this story. That's the issue. That's the base. That's the layer. You know, that's the oppression of it all. Is that I don't look like that. So, basically, when I think I was 8 or 9. It was either 8 or 9. And I'm just going to set, like, I need to explain the situation to you guys. That moment was perfectly made for me to just have this embarrassing moment. Like, every single aspect of it. As I said, I went to, like, a really, like, ghetto school. And that time, we used pit latrines. If you don't know what pit latrine is, we are sorry. See, we are sorry. We had, like, pit latrines in school. And at that time, there were maggots in it. So I was not gonna use those toilets. I was not going to use those toilets. Like, I there's nothing you could have done to make me go in there with worms. Worms. Please, our school was insane. So there was worms in the bathroom. Like, you know that, like, oh, I'll pee when I get home. Because back then I was left, like, 15, 20 minutes away from school. I could just walk. So I walk. And it was about, like, 4. So I'm walking home. I'm extremely pressed, but at the same time, I'm not going to pee on the road. Like, that's not me. You know, so funny, I even like stopped in the middle just to talk to my friend. And that time, I want to pee so badly. I actually have no idea what was wrong with me. I think I just thought I could do it. So I'm there, I'm just like walking home, and I'm just like hurrying. You know, after I've talked, I'm just hurrying home. Get home. Let me start another scene. At home, our bell is broken. We don't have a bell. We don't have a bell. So I have to knock on the gate. And please, it's actually so sad. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so sad. And right across from our house, a house is being built. Like, the house is built now, but because that was like a long time ago. It was like eight years ago, yeah. And I still remember this because it was traumatizing. It's traumatizing. That's something I hold against my brother for sure. Just wait until this story that just like it's, you know, it's climax. I'm on like on the other side of the road, like just across from our house, houses are being built. And you know, like, people are building houses, so they are builders. Like, builders are there, people who build houses. Like, why am I explaining this fab? Okay, everyone's vocabulary is enough to understand that there are builders happening. So there are builders, and if you never knew, like, watu wa mjengo, as we call them in Kenya, it's just scary. It's scary. Plus of all, I don't look 8, so I look way older. Like, I look 12 or 13. And I'm knocking on the gate, like, I'm banging. Like, now I am banging this gate. I'm just like, oh my gosh, please open up. Tears are falling down my face. Tears are just falling down my face. And you know, the wicked thing is, I can hear my brother. I can hear my brother laughing. Like, I can hear him just sitting down. And he had me. Like, you know when someone's had you, he just doesn't want to come and take the key and open the gate. So I'm just banging, I'm banging. And then I just feel myself peeing. I feel myself just, oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. I am peeing. Like, first of all, I was relieved because finally I could pee, right? Like, I've been holding this for the whole day. Like, second, I'm crying. So I am crying, I'm peeing, and I'm in my uniform, which is just horrible. And I have these shoes on that I need to wear the next day because that's like, you know, that's how school shoes work. And there's people on the other side watching me. And this dude just looks at my face and then looks down. Like, he just, you know, he does the classic, like, up-down look. And I'm just like, please, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I'm walking and I'm crying. Like, my aunt opens the gate finally, because she, like, had to come, like, from the other side of the room, like the other side of the house, where she was washing clothes. Like, she had to come. Imagine. And my brother is sitting there, and my sister, just my cousin, like, they're sitting there just watching me. Who? For what? How? I remember that. And I was crying, and I felt so bad and embarrassed. Oh, my God, that has to be one of the worst stories of my life. Oh my gosh. But I've said it, and I was on the internet, and I feel like if I were to become famous, it's just going to be something that's going to haunt me forever. But I'm okay with it. I came to peace with it. Like, I think I got over it that night, and my brother felt really guilty. So that's something I hold against him for life. Like, why? Why would he do this for me? Also, what is happening? Why? This house. There's just always people talking. Look at that. Why are they so loud? Like, why can we, you know what, that's, and it's that same brother just making noise, just making absolute noise. Anyways, so that was an incident I want to remember. I mean, I won't forget from the rest of my life. It's traumatizing. It's absolutely trauma inducing. I think about it, I cry. Like, it's taking. But I got over, I think that one, it was easy to get over just because I was young, and it didn't happen recently, so I'm just like, and I've never seen those builders ever again, but I see my brother every day, and he's at, like, you know, we live in the same house. Embarrassing moments, I see his every day, I threaten them with it, whatever, whatever. Also, can we talk about how tripping in public is the most embarrassing thing? Like, you do that little run, like, you fall, your ankles just buckle, and you just do like a little run. And I think it's completely okay to trip in public. Like, I would never laugh. I would laugh and then help you up and be like, ah, happens to all of us, you know? It just does. It happens to all of us, and it's okay. And we shouldn't feel bad about it. I trip all the time, and I just laugh. Like, I feel like that's my medicine. That's how I cope. I laugh at things. I like that. I like that I can now trip in public, laugh, and just keep on moving. But if I fall, I'll cry. I'm sorry. That is so embarrassing. Imagine falling in public and people are watching you. Oh my gosh, no. And then if you're wearing a dress, that has happened to me. Why has everything happened to me? I've fallen. I was wearing a dress and the dress like came absolutely like up. Like straight to my face. I fell back. That's the thing. I fell back and it just flew like, and I was just ugh. But it was fine. It was in school and the people around me were really nice, so they were just like, ah, it's okay. Whatever. And I don't think it was like the first time that has happened. Our uniforms were bum. What I'm saying bum, what's bum? They're just bad. We should make bum a word. Like, I don't like it. They're so bum. Bum. It's giving South African. South African. My uniforms are so bum. Oh, bum. So I don't like it. Yeah. That's. But now. Let me tell you an embarrassing story that happened to my cousin. I don't think she listens to this. Because if she listened to this, she'd kill me. Let me set the scene again. It is a hot day in Ongatarongai. It is you are with your cousin from your mom's side and your cousin from your dad's side, and you guys have decided to go shopping in the market. You're there, you're push, you know, you're like trying on clothes, whatever, whatever. I never try clothes in the market. No, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. Like, I am too nervous to do that. I don't know if my t-shirt will go up with this, but yep. So you're there, you're chilling, whatever, whatever. It's time to go home. It's around like 6. You guys are like 3 and it's now 6 p.m. and you guys are walking home. And then you just see your cousin from your mom's side take a big step into sewage and come out to the other side with only one shoe on her foot. Only one shoe. Like she took it. Like it was like a 1-2 step. Like she put one step in, 2 step on the other side. Comes the shoe that was in the sewage comes out without a shoe. She's crying. And you and your other cousin are trying not to die. Like you are just holding yourself back. Cause what? How did that even happen? How did you step in actual sewage? Like how? How? I think it was like a puddle in the. It was like a small part in the middle of the road. I feel, that's so third world country. I can't. It was in the middle of the road. She just stepped in, and she came out without a shoe. We were just, where the hell is the other shoe? Because first of all, apparently she just didn't want to walk home. I walked home shoeless for sure. I did not care. My shoes, they were broken. Like. It was not okay. I just walked home barefoot, and she was just like, no, like we have to find this shoe. And there were slides. So imagine you're standing there, you're trying to look for sticks to go in there just to be like, oh my God, what is this? Right? You're going in, out, whatever, whatever. Turns out. People are watching. Absolutely, people are watching. I was just trying not to die, and I feel really bad because I don't feel like I should have done that. But I'm sorry. It was one of the funniest moments of my life. But she did get help. Some dude who was really nice. He was like, he had a butchery. I don't know why he had a random metal rod. He came out. He took out her shoe, and he helped her wash her hands and everything and the shoes. And we walked home. Laughing. Well, she wasn't. She was absolutely embarrassed. But that's, I feel like that's such a funny story. Every time I say it, I can't imagine that that happened. And I cannot believe that we laughed. We were laughing. It was so bad. It was so funny. We have about 3 more situations left. Do I want to say these ones? Do I? Do I? This is definitely just deface me as a human being. The face, oh my God, okay. But this one I don't feel bad about because I was like 4, 5, or 6, like one of those. Like, you know, it was one of those ages where walking was a problem. Like, Walking was a new thing, right? And it was in the morning, and I was going to church. And our church, I love going to church. I mean, I really enjoy it. My church is really fun. And it was the rainy season, so it was raining everywhere. Everywhere's raining. And if you've never lived in a third world country, the roads are definitely not equipped. Or just the places are not equipped to have floods, just like flooding. Why is my brother coughing up to death? Okay. He okay? Like, maybe he should get. Okay. So church everywhere is flooded, there's puddles everywhere, and I'm just there, small toddler. I'm walking with my dad. And then my dad is like, you know, my dad used to back then he used to be like, okay, go on, go. And I'm running a full face flat into a puddle of water. Face flat into a puddle of water. And you know, like, I'm like a child, so I'm so small, I'm so tiny, I'm just drowning. I'm literally just drowning in this water. And I wake up, I'm standing up, I'm crying, like, Dad, Dad. And I'm crying, I am wet and everything. And this teacher, the Sunday school teacher, she was so nice. I see her every day actually, so shout outs to her. She just took me up and she was like, okay, because she lived like a minute away from church, like literally a minute. You can walk to our place in a minute. So she was just like, okay, come. And I went and she gave me clothes. I think I still have them actually. I don't think whoever gave it back to her. It was like a pink jumpsuit. It was a pink tracksuit. Yeah, I remember that. It was a pink tracksuit. And she was really nice about it. So that's an embarrassing moment of my life. That how I feel like my dad must have been like, why? Why this one? Why not more sons? Why this one? Why not more sons? But that one was fine. That one is cute. That one is like, oh, like she was a child, so was crying. I don't feel bad about that one. Wow. Do I? No, I'm not gonna tell the last one. The last one's a bit embarrassing. I can't lie. I feel like literally, I've gotten better at doing a British accent, but I literally am not gonna say the last one. The last one's a bit too embarrassing for me. A little bit of exposure that I'm not ready for. Let's do the last one. The last one had to be like when I drew on a permanent marker. I drew with a permanent marker on a board. Like, what was I thinking? First of all, actually, it's not my fault. I'm sorry. When there's a whiteboard right there and all the markers are right there, how am I supposed to think that that is not permanent? I thought it was a whiteboard marker. So I literally took it. I took it. We were walking in school. It was me and my friend. I took the whiteboard and I wrote my name. And it's just, why? Why would I do that? 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 Tell me, why would I do that? I don't understand myself, like what I was thinking. And I wrote my name in permanent marker. And I remember that day I was just scared. I was scared that things were going to go horribly. And I was scared I was gonna be in trouble. And so we had to go out. And I don't remember who told us this. Like, someone was just like, oh, just take a non-permanent marker and put it over and it would go away. I don't remember who told me that. But it worked. Like, we were just running around school. Like, shout outs to her for being there for me in such a traumatizing moment. But she did help me a lot. We found it. We found the non-permanent marker. But it was still embarrassing. Like, imagine, like, fudge. What was I thinking? What was I thinking? Boy, it's fine. And it was like one of those rooms where like the seniors hung out. So we're going in there and there's just like people who are extremely taller than you. People you are scared of completely just watching you. Just freak out. Yeah, that was fun. And that is I think those are the end. There's another one, but no. That one. That's a bit too much for me. I don't know when I'm gonna be releasing the next episode. Why do I always feel tired? I don't know. Last week's episode I didn't like that much. I feel like I just was so out of energy because it was at night and I had just finished editing for like 3 hours. So it was like actually I just edited the whole day. So I don't feel that good. And you know, I'm using like this free, I'm using this free editing thingy and it just works so bad. So, you know, whatever. But it takes, like, it crashes constantly and it's so slow. Like, I have to be really patient with it. Probably if things do get better. Also, like, my YouTube channel, what? I have like 65. Okay, let me not cry. But yeah, I think this is the end. Mostly, I don't know, maybe I think this episode will do well. Like, embarrassing moments, I think this has to be one of the most heartfelt episodes I've done. I love seeing how my content has evolved, like, from the first episode, and how I feel I'm more confident talking to myself. Because these are just mostly conversations I have with myself, like, pretending that I'm famous, and I'm doing an interview, and I'm like, oh my god, let me tell you. Yeah. But anyways, I feel like I should do, like, a serious one, like, where I'm talking about, like, philosophy and life. Oh, I've done that, but that one's funny. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Tell me what you think. And yeah, I like my podcast family. I like this, like, a few people. And it doesn't scare me like Instagram. Because Instagram, I know everyone can find it. I know everyone can find it. And I'm not okay with that. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Maybe next week. Maybe. I don't know. What are my ideas? Oh yeah, African Parents. Maybe that's going to be the next episode of African Diaries. But thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day, great night, great life. Shalom.